Falun Gong supporters turn out to protest at major events involving China. In the run-up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics, they drew attention to their cause, together with supporters of an independent Tibet and free speech and human rights in China. The group, known as Falun Gong or Falun Dafa, conducts a war of words with the Chinese government through multiple internet websites. Adherents say it is in response to the persecution of practitioners in China and attacks on the group by the Chinese media. Falun Gong has also created its own media outlets, including the Epoch Times newspaper and New Tang Dynasty television. Both are available in the United States and a number of other countries.
In Geneva today, Chinese officials are facing questions from the United Nations Committee Against Torture. The Committee Against Torture.
Falun Gong was founded in 1992, one of many groups that promoted the popular practice of Qigong, a system of self-cultivation through slow, meditative exercises. Some Communist Party officials practiced Qigong, and at least a few were sympathetic to Falun Gong. The organization claimed 100 million practitioners in China. But negative stories spread of Falun Gong practitioners foregoing medical treatment, relying for healing instead on spiritual exercises, some succumbing to their ailments as a result. Chinese officials worried about the group's increasing size, aware that religiously inspired revolutionary movements have helped to topple imperial dynasties in the past. Political scientist Maria Xia Chang, author of the book Falun Gong, The End of Days, says Chinese officials try to control civil society and worried about this group, even though it was not overtly political.
Okay, today you are not political, but since you've got all these millions of followers and you have an organizational network, what is to prevent the leader from suddenly becoming political the next day?
Falun Gong founder Li Hongzhu claims supernatural powers, and his followers compare him to the prophets of the major world religions. Chinese officials say the claims are absurd and that Li is a fraud. Some in the West agree with that assessment, but China scholar David Onby of the University of Montreal does not. Onby is author of the book Falun Gong and the Future of China. He says there is no consensus on matters of religion and that one person's prophet is another's charlatan. He also says there is no agreement on what constitutes a cult and what represents an authentic faith. Still, he says the writings of Li Hongzhu are less than original.
Li Hongzhu, the founder and leader of the Falun Gong, is, I think, nobody's idea of a brilliant spiritual thinker. If you take his writings in the context of other religious or spiritual writings, they might be viewed as somewhat syncretic or crude by some. But that being said, I don't think there's any justification at all for the persecution of the Falun Gong practitioners.
He sees no evidence that the group has engaged in violence, as Chinese officials claim, and says it was only politicized in response to the government crackdown. Falun Gong has found its voice through its practitioners. Some are skilled in high-tech professions, and others, like Canadian actor Michael Mahonan, are skilled in media. He has written and directed an independent film called Sandstorm, using his own resources and help from other adherents. The fictional drama looks at the confrontation between an imprisoned practitioner and the police official charged with breaking her will. Mahonan says the film shows the kind of abuse, including shocks with electric cattle prods, that practitioners report from detention in China. Human rights groups say Chinese authorities have made widespread arrests of Falun Gong members and that there are credible reports of torture and of some practitioners dying in custody. The filmmaker says evidence collected and displayed on a Falun Gong website forms the basis for his film.
Often photos of brutally beaten bodies, or else notifications that after the death, the bodies were summarily cremated to get rid of any evidence of abuse, which is what happens in the movie.
Chinese officials deny mistreating Falun Gong practitioners. Critics say the denials ring hollow because China is a closed society with rigid press restrictions and tight controls on information, and so its assertions, the critics say, lack credibility. Still, critics of Li Hongzhu say he shares some responsibility for the plight of his followers. Li has lived in the United States since 1998, and Maria Xia Chang notes that since 1999, when the group was outlawed, thousands of Li's followers have been arrested.
So, Li Hongzhu, I'm going to challenge you. What kind of a leader are you, right, to then leave your own people, your followers, to suffer like that in China, and you yourself took off to safety.
Yet Chang says there is no excuse for the repression by Chinese authorities. She says it reflects the government's weakness, since it is unable to tolerate even mild dissent. In a quiet Los Angeles park, half a world away from Chinese detention centers, practitioners gather early Sunday to practice meditation and slow rhythmic exercises. Zheng Chu, a Chinese immigrant to the United States and a climate scientist with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, says that for him, Li Hongzhu's teachings fulfill a spiritual yearning.
I feel this is the best answer to all my questions. What it brings more to me is after I start practice, almost immediately, I feel that this brings me the internal peace.
Falun Gong practitioners say they have been unfairly portrayed in the mainstream media. They say that reporters repeat unfounded Chinese charges in the interest of journalistic balance. Scholar David Onby says they have a point, and that many official Chinese pronouncements about the group are untrue. Falun Gong adherents say they will continue to get out their message on their own. Sherry Zhang, a San Francisco business consultant and practitioner, hosts a radio and television program that highlights the persecution. It is broadcast on New Tang Dynasty television and over the Internet.
You can see for 10 years now, people still keep up this peaceful resistance. I think people won't stop until the persecution stopped. And that's a simple request. It's just to stop the persecution. You can't continue these violations and brutal violations of human rights.
Analysts David Onby and Maria Xia Chang see a growing interest in spirituality in China, and they say Falun Gong has been part of that movement. But neither says the Chinese government will abandon its campaign against the group anytime soon. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.